This is Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. It's time to get to work on Brown Ranch. That's the message from Yampa Valley Housing Authority Executive Director Jason Peasley after Steamboat Springs City Council voted not to send Brown Ranch annexation to a public vote. Council voted 4-3 well after midnight on Wednesday.
So we're very proud of the council. It was a bold decision for them to make. We're working on our plans to get to work, and that is what we want to be doing, is doing the work that the community's asked us to do. Get out there, design really great neighborhoods, put in the infrastructure, build the buildings, sell the units, lease it up, build community. That's what we're looking forward to doing.
Brown Ranch is expected to bring 2,262 units over the next 20 years to the community to help house Steamboat's workforce. Before Brown Ranch, it's the Mid-Valley Housing Project behind the UC Health Urgent Care Building on Highway 40. Wednesday afternoon was the official groundbreaking. Work has begun. Leah Wood, president of the board for the Yampa Valley Housing Authority, says the project's possible because of the partnerships between the benefactor who donated the land, City Council, grant funding from DOLA, and members of the Steamboat Springs community.
This project needed all of these partners to come together in order to be able to deliver the affordable housing that our community so desperately needs.
Mid Valley will have 234 total units, with 84 of those condominiums for sale. The Rock County Sheriff's Office is sending a scam alert of fraudulent calls being made to residents concerning legal issues. Looks like the call's from the Sheriff's Office, but it isn't. Never give anyone your credit card or bank account information over the phone and call dispatch if you need help. The coat drive last weekend was a success, with over 600 coats donated to benefit Lift Up of Route County. They'll be cleaned up and sent to Lift Up to be distributed to those who need them in the community. The group Real Estate organized the event. Today is the last day for Colorado seniors to fill out a free college application to any Colorado college or university. Wednesday was free application day in the library at Steamboat Springs High School. Laura Sigmund heads up the counseling department at the high school.
This is an exciting time for all students in Colorado, specifically Steamboat Springs High School. Lots of kids are in here. The excitement is great.
The historic Selby House is ready for occupancy. The house was built in 1938. It was in downtown Steamboat Springs at 6th and Oak, but it had to be moved to make way for the new Route County Health and Human Services building. The county had a contest to see who wanted it, and the Steamboat Mountain School won. James Hanley with HPM Development grew up in Steamboat Springs, and he helped oversee all the details of the renovation.
And when Steamboat Mountain School approached me with it, it was something that I felt very passionate about, and being able to preserve a legacy that he left in downtown, as well as a legacy he left for a world-renowned private school.
Andy Winan is a director of finance and operations for Steamboat Mountain School.
We looked at it as an opportunity to create additional housing for our faculty. So being able to create a four-bedroom, two-bath house for one of our faculty out of a historic house was just an opportunity we couldn't pass up.
The old log cabin has the same doorknobs and hardware, same hardwood floors. Now there's a basement and a full chef's kitchen in the four-bedroom home. The windows, double-paned, and the house and attic now have foam insulation. The director of culinary services for Steamboat Mountain School moves in with her family this weekend. Local nonprofits will be discussing how to share and benefit from the Yampa River. That's at 5:30 today at the Luttrell Barn Cultural Center in Craig. It's free and everybody's invited. Steamboat Sailors soccer team, they have a game tonight. Sailors host Summit Tigers at 6 o'clock at Gardner Field, and it is senior night. Listen on KTYV 105.7 Sports on FM. I'm Shannon Lukens, first in local news, weather, and sports. Access it anytime at steamboatradio.com.